Scripture, 1 John 4, 7 to 17, and then, in fact, that one's been moved over till the end. John 13, 34 and 35. A new commandment I give you. This is Jesus talking to the disciples after Judas had left to go and betray him. A new commandment I give you. Love one another as I have loved you. So you must love one another. By this, everyone will know that you're my disciples if you love one another. Straightforward. The new commandment that Jesus gave to his disciples, which has been passed down through the generations to us, that you love one another as I have loved you. How did Jesus love us? How did Jesus love the disciples? Well, it got me thinking about Mother's Day, because Jesus loved us first, he loved us unconditionally, and he loved us sacrificially. And when I think about mothers, they love us first. They give up their lovely figures for us and carry us in the womb for 9 months. If that ain't love, I don't know what is. Eh? My old doctor, my mum used to go to, our family doctor in Wallasey in Cheshire, had the knack of sympathizing with my mum. And he said, Stella, if one man found out he was pregnant, or men found out they were pregnant, the River Mersey would be jammed up with suicides. And I think he was right. Today is Mother's Day. So we ask ourselves, what is so endearing about mothers everywhere? Is it their cooking? Well, not really. Some moms don't cook too well. They're working girls, you know. They get out and do jobs and things. Is it sewing, knitting, and mending like the old days? Well, no, not so much these days. So what quality is it that's found in mums all over the world, whether they're rich or poor, Chinese, Japanese, or Portuguese, whether they live in cultured Western city or the third world agricultural community? What is it that they all possess? I'll give you a clue in two sayings. First one, would all the men who are able stand up, please? The men who are able, stand up, please. Now, would you just turn round, just go round in a circle. Now, ladies, would you agree with me that they've got a face only a mother could love? Yeah. Yebo. I mean, their mothers loved them. You know what it was like. When you married these guys, for those of you who are married, you know, the new wife had to deal with a mother who loved that ugly face so much. Do you remember that? And the second one is an old Jewish saying, never tell a mother her child is ugly. And that's something I teach people in sales. You never tell a customer the way they're doing things is ugly or their bright idea is ugly. You've got to find a way of making them sick before you make them better, but you don't tell them their child is ugly. What do you know from these words of advice? Well, it's this. No matter how ugly the son may look, his mother will see him as a handsome fellow. She will see and know his handsome qualities. And in her son, whilst others will only see that ugly face. Let me tell you a story about my mum and me when I was a boy. Now, I'm not admitting to being ugly. As modest as I am. I, at that stage, was about 9 years of age, and I was the leader of the street gang of about 10 or 11 boys. And we used to get up to all sorts of mischief. And one of our favorite pastimes, we were Comanche Indians, because it was the days of Red Indians and cowboys. And as Comanche Indians, we would swoop into the playing swings in the local park. And I'm ashamed to say, chase all the other children out of the park and take over. And we would arrive like that Red Indian tribe. And pretty soon, we had the place to ourselves. But on this particular day, there was some children who had a big sister with them. She was about 13, I think. And pretty soon, our marauding band of Comanches was surrounding them. And they were looking to me to deal with the leader of these children. And so I was forced in to give the most horrific Comanche scream and jump forward, at which time she pulled her fist back and planted me on the nose. I fell backwards, blood pouring from the nose and stars spinning. And I thought to myself, oh, this is, I mean, the shame of it, the shame of it, the shame of it. And then the miracle happened. My mother was standing over me. And she said to this girl, do you know how lucky you are that I taught my Peter never to hit a girl? I stood up and walked away, pride intact. Never, ever to try and get too clever of the girl who was bigger than me or smarter than me or older than me ever again. And Mum was there doing what mums do. Her son was worth saving, no matter what he did. Amen? Amen. It's called unconditional love. And no matter what, even the ugliest child or the ugliest situation, and this unconditional love leads on to sacrificial love. We've all heard the stories that demonstrate the sacrificial love of mothers. Even in nature, a mother bear is the one who's going to defend her cubs till the end. And I also, as I prayed about God's word for us this Mother's Day, I was guided to the similarity between the unconditional love from mothers to the unconditional love from Jesus. For it is in Jesus that God reveals himself with all of the qualities of motherly love. It is in Jesus that God reveals his unconditional sacrificial love. And as we're reminded in the scripture from 1 John 4:10, when Jesus said, this is love, not that we loved God, but he loved us and sent his son as an atoning sacrifice for our sins. That's the truth. Dear friends, this is unconditional love. For when we look at each other's ugliness in sin, we can only say of each other, he or she has a face that only Jesus could love. Is it strange how we can see faults in other people so much easier than in ourselves? Have you ever noticed that? I found if you look for the goodness in people, you'll find and see the goodness in people, and you will see the godliness in them. And dear friends, is the truth of the situation not when we look at ourselves through the light of God's holiness, we are seen for what we are, a people falling short of the glory of God. In our selfishness, in our sinful nature, but then Jesus comes into our lives and his sacrificial blood from Calvary heals us. Then his Holy Spirit radiates through us and purifies us. And thereafter, instead of people saying, he has an ugly face that only a mother can love, people start to say, there's something about her, there's something that shows so much love that even in her life or his life, there's so much more. There's so much more. I know, just coming off script a bit, when I came back to the church, I was railroaded into going to be a Sunday school teacher because they were short of men Sunday school teachers. And at that time I was in Round Table, and often we'd be out having a party the night before. So some Sundays, the Martins will know, I had to look after their daughter. Some Sundays I'd come there after a night with the boys at Round Table, and my head was not all that clear. And then one Sunday, I saw in 10, 12 children, Jesus Christ. I saw in their eyes his love and trust. And it changed me. It changed me. It needed the children to bring me back to where I'd left off. And that's the truth. Dear friends, how is it with you? When you look into God's light, do you hide your face in shame? Or do you stare wide-eyed into his loving light, absorbing his goodness and his love? But what was that I heard you say? I'd like to be good enough, but I'm not. I'd like to understand, but I don't. I wish I'd changed long ago, but I didn't. And now I think perhaps it's too late. My friends, that's the whisper of the deceiver. It's the whisper of the deceiver. It's never too late to accept the love of God. Never. There were three people up on the cross. Two of them had been villains all the days of their lives. It's never too late to be saved by Christ. And it's amazing. The first person into heaven after Jesus' ministry was a criminal who said, remember me, Lord. And so he was remembered. Dearly loved of God, why do you speak and think of thoughts of the evil one? Did you not hear the word of God spoken in this morning? Hear what your Father in heaven is saying to you once again. This is love. Not that we love God, but he loved us and sent his Son as an atoning sacrifice for our sin. Did you hear that, dear friends? Whilst we were still in our ugliness, God loved us so much that he saved us, made us family. Jesus even confirms we become family. It is a sacrifice that pays the price for sin, and there is only one price for sin, and that is eternal death. God the Creator loved you and me, his children, so much, he sacrificed himself so that we might live. And all we have to do is believe in God's grace. That's all. There's no high theology. It's dead simple. God loves us. Jesus saves us. The Holy Spirit empowers us. That's it. That's all it's about. If anyone acknowledges that Jesus is the Son of God, God lives in him or her, and he in God. And that, dear friends, turns us from being ugly as sin into being a beautiful child of God. Are you a beautiful child of God? Do you know that you're a beautiful child of God? He looks at you and he says, oh, look at that. Look at Paul, the guy I love. Look at JJ. Look at Elizabeth. Look at my children. Look at Jack. How much I love him. Look at Lillian. All she's had to put up with. How much I love that girl. He's real personal. It's not an ism. It's not Presbyterianism, Catholicism, Anglicanism, whatever ism. It's personal. It's personal. That's when we turn and cry out, Abba, Father, Abba, Father. And a face that transforms as we realize that truth. Therefore, let us all become like mothers today, looking at each other with love. And if we do, we will know the love that God the Father intended for us through his Son, Jesus Christ. And so, dear children of the one and only living God, have a happy Mother's Day, because your mother loved you dearly. And remember your mum. Mums never give up their job. Never. Even when you turn the word upside down, it still says mum. Even when you turn mums' lives upside down when you're older, they're still your mum. Happy Mother's Day, because you are much loved by God, your Father in heaven. Amen.